Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Many distilleries have different grain combinations called mash bills that they use to make bourbon. In many cases, all aspects of the two different bourbons that they make are the same, except for the mash bill. In this episode of Clash of the Mash, we're going to compare Jim Beam's low rye and high rye mash bills. Which one will come out on top? If you want to find out, then stick around. Before we get too deep into this, we have to thank our patron supporters. We wouldn't be able to produce this content without financial support from viewers like you. And everyone's names who are on the screen right now are contributing at the top three levels. And we have to just say a thank you. And if you want to find out more about how you can support this channel, you should stick around to the end. Now, let's talk about some disclaimers. Jim Beam has two bourbon mash bills. One of them is a 13% rye bourbon mash bill, and it's used to make Jim Beam, Knob Creek, Booker's, and most of the Baker products. And they have one that's 27% rye, that's their high rye, and it's used to make Old Granddad and Basil Hayden. And when you start to research these different brands, Jim Beam generally doesn't age the high rye as long as the low rye. And when they do, there's major proof differences. And so this one was a little bit difficult to do. I wanted to do the Knob Creek 9-year because it's 100 proof, just like the Old Granddad Bottle and Bond. But there's a chance that there's going to be a big difference in flavor because of age, since the Knob Creek is 9 years, and we know that the old Granddad Bottle and Bond is nowhere near that. So I thought about using Basil Hayden 10-year, but it's an 80-proof whiskey, and I also didn't have one. And so I could have proofed down the Knob Creek 9 to 80-proof, but how fun is it to watch his drink 80-proof whiskey? So I decided not to do that. Plus, I didn't have the Basil Hayden. So what I decided to do was I'd come as close as I could. I'm going to take an Old Granddad Bottled in Bond, which is obviously 100 proof according to law, and we're going to compare it against a Jim Beam 7-year. Now, Old Granddad is a non-age-stated product, but being bottled and bond, it has to be at least 4 years old. But rumor has it that it's often aged longer than that. And so there is likely a difference, but it's probably a pretty small difference in age between those two products. And so with that in mind, the ages should be relatively close. We're going to use my hydrometer to proof down the Old Granddad to 90 proof, so they are at the same proof. And that way we can compare apples to apples. So let's get working on proofing down this whiskey. Okay, so now we are going to proof down our bottle and bond 90 proof. We've poured our bottle and bond into our cylinder here, and we're going to have to add some water. Currently, we are reading that it is at exactly 50% alcohol. So I'm gonna use my handy dandy tool here to pull some distilled water into this device, and I'm going to add it and wait until this actually starts to float up. And you'll see as you add water into this, this stick starts to get a little bit taller because it's changing the proof. And we're gonna try and get it to exactly 45% alcohol. Let's see, where's my line? We're getting close. Just a little bit more. Not super scientific, but we're gonna call that good. So now we're reading at a 45% alcohol level. Make sure it's not sticking to the side. There we go. All right. Now we're going to pour up these samples blind. We're going to have Chrissy Lynn come in and pour us. And then we're going to taste them and see what happens. Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. All right, we got everybody set up for their blind. Just to introduce our all-star cast, we've got, of course, Wes.
Thank you for calling me an all-star.
Well, I mean, when you stopped coming on the show, everyone freaked out so clearly. You're a whiskey celeb.
So, feels so good to be loved.
Yeah, and we have Ryan and Scott. And what's y'all's podcast?
Straight from the Barrel.
Straight from the Barrel.
Because Blanton's is the best whiskey on the planet. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just in general, they taste things that came from a barrel, I think. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of things do y'all focus on? Are y'all focused on American spirits? Or?
Well, mostly bourbons. Mostly we're focusing on Texas bourbons, mostly, but you know, trying to give bourbons in general just a word in the bourbon industry, kind of giving it out to.
Yeah, well.
Spotlight.
Well, we're happy to have y'all on. So in front of you, we have a proof down, Old Granddad, that should be approximately 90 proof, and a Jim Beam, 7-year.
Now, did the Old Granddad start at the 114 or the 100?
We started with the 100.
Okay.
So we didn't have to add that much water.
All right.
Plus, I'm not sure exactly how accurate my hydrometer is. So we didn't want to make that more complicated than necessary.
It was a Black Friday Amazon deal.
Yeah. So your only objective is to taste these two and say which one you like more.
Okay.
And that's it. Ready to call it. Everyone right. Done?
Yes.
All right, so how are we going to do this one since there's only two?
Yep.
And we're going to vote at the same time. I'm going to count to three.
Okay.
And you're going to lift the glass in the air that you prefer.
All right.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Hey,
Universal?
We're all right-handers.
All right-handers?
Yes.
Okay, so now we get to figure out
that was not
which
rehearsed.
Was which. So.
You got them covered. Chrissy Lynn did the blind for us. We were hiding out in the other room.
Yep.
Boom!
Oh, the OGD won against the old, what is that, a 7-year?
Yeah, that's a 7-year Jim Beam.
Okay.
And
I wasn't
so,
even sure what the options were.
Oh.
I just knew it was Jim Beam stuff.
But. Yeah, sometimes Wes doesn't listen. It's okay. Yeah. He doesn't need to.
It's like weird. Okay.
That's
like,
how good Wes is. He doesn't even have to know what's going on, and he's prepared to be on camera.
Yeah, it's... Some people call it ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about this is that odds are this actually, the Jim Beam 7-year did probably spend a little bit more time in barrel.
Really?
Than the Old Granddad. This could be as young as 4, but like I said, the rumor is that they age it a little bit longer to get it to hit profile for them. So say this was a 5 or 6 year whiskey and this one's 7. But at the same proof, we preferred the higher rye version, which is interesting because all of their high-end products, for the most part, are all made out of the low rye variety.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I know you proofed this one down a little bit, and I feel like the proofing down process, if it affected anything, mostly it was that rye flavor for me. Mm-hmm. It's like that rye, that spicy component got muddled down so much to where it almost didn't taste like a high rye anymore. It was more like a lower rye mash bill.
I feel like the rye adds a layer of like fruit and spicy, complex flavors. Mm-hmm. And I just gravitate towards higher rye mash bills for the most part. And then the other end of the spectrum is a wheated mash bill, which has none of the spicy rye in it. And it's just so soft and approachable that it's also appealing in its own way. But yeah, I think in the clash of the mash, there is only one way to call it.
It's the OGD.
It's the OGD. Yeah. It's the high rye Jim Beam mash bill. All right, so as always, gentlemen, we have to give away some whiskey. Mm-hmm. I have all this whiskey. I can't drink it all. And so
we try.
We do. We do. So what we're going to do is we are going to give away, I thought it'd be lame to give away like two $20 bottles by itself.
Yeah.
So we're going to throw in a Booker sample.
Ooh.
An Old Grandad 114.
Okay, I'm in.
And then we're going to give you samples of what we did here today, the proof down versions. And those two are going to be blind. So you're going to know that you're getting the Bookers. You're going to know you're getting the OGD. But we're going to give you these two blind, and we are going to have three winners for that. So we're going to have three sample packs. Yeah. So that's going to go down. All you have to do to enter to win, like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content pieces and future giveaways, because we do a giveaway on each episode. And then you have to go below the video player in the video description on YouTube, click the link, fill in your basic contact information. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability, reach out to the winners, get your shipping information, and send you your samples absolutely for free.
Yeah.
And if you want to support this channel, what's the best way they can do that, Les?
Well, there's many ways, but the best way is to go check out the Patreon. I mean, it is a chock full of opportunities that aren't just a one-way street. We don't just want a donation so that we can sit around and sip whiskey all day and record videos.
Right.
We want to give you something in return. And we do that with bonus content, special offers. There's discounts on merch on the BRT site. My favorite is distillery takeovers, where the whole Patreon group gets together. We basically reserve the distillery. It's just yours. You walk around like a king all day. Enjoy sipping from barrels, the camaraderie, the fellowship. It's all there at the Patreon. So go check it out. We do also online virtual bottle shares. So get to hang out with Randy. Sometimes I'll jump on. We'll just hang out together, sip some whiskey, talk, and discuss, and kind of just get to know one another. And one way I want you to understand the supporting as well, we're not just focused on ourselves. Guys, how can we support you guys at Straight From The Barrel? Tell us a little bit about your channel, where they can find you, and what you guys are all about.
Yeah, you can find us on Spotify, Apple. Like Scott was saying, we're just here to kind of help accelerate and get the word out on bourbon, and like you said, kind of create that community, help advance that. So
yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today, guys. If you haven't checked out Straight From The Barrel, go over to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Search out Straight From The Barrel podcast. These guys are doing it right. They're local North Texas boys. We claim them, even though they just recently arrived from the northern states that some would call dang Yankees. But since I'm also one of those from my past, I can't hang too much. I got here as quick as we could. So go show these guys some love as well. And thank you again for supporting the Bourbon Real Talk.
Yeah. You can also check out bourbonrealtalk.com. We got great merch there. And I'm also a residential real estate agent. So if you need help in Houston or Dallas, I do give away epic closing gifts. In the form of awesome whiskey. So there's links for all three ways to support the channel in the video description below. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I just want to thank you for the view and let you know what we're all about, and that is bringing people together around whiskey. If you just want to imbibe alcohol and, you know, feel the physiological effects of drinking alcohol, you don't have to drink whiskey to get that done. But whiskey has a power to bring people together. And that's important to me, because I lost a loved one to suicide, and he was missing a lot of those, you know, strong connections that really help keep you bound to this world. And I saw whiskey creating those kinds of connections. And so that's why I started the podcast, because I hope that if I get you connected to whiskey, it'll get you connected to others. And it's also why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. We saw out there some of the forums, there was negativity that was contrary to the goal of connection, because there was a lot of hate being shared. So Wes encouraged me to start Bourbon Real Talk Community, and we did. We're 30,000 members strong as of this filming. and lots of great things going on in there. Not only connections and sharing of whiskey and information and building each other up, but also a lot of philanthropy work going on in there as well too. But the other thing that the negativity that we saw online taught us was that if strangers can hate someone online they don't know, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online, even though we don't really know them. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Episode of What You Have on Your E-Commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?